This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today we pass through the gates of hell. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. When Jove ordered Aeneas to leave Dido, queen of Carthage, she stabbed herself to death and Carthage burned. Virgil's Aeneid tells how Aeneas wandered the seas afterward, how he reached the coast of central Italy, how he met a sibyl who led him into a vast cave down to the river Styx in the realm of the dead, how he found the ghost of Dido and how she rejected him, and how his father's ghost told him his descendants would establish Rome. Virgil wrote the Aeneid in 19 A.D., The story of the Sibyl in the cave forms the climax of Book One. Virgil placed the cave in the volcanic area of Avernus near the Isle of Capri. In 1962, two amateur archaeologists, Robert Paget and Keith Jones, went there to look for the cave. After 2 years of searching, they uncovered a tunnel under the ruins of a temple. Why they looked for the stuff of myth in a real place, we'll see in a moment. But first, the tunnel. It runs down through rock for 400 feet, then splits into three tunnels. One leads down further still to a muddy hot spring. The others lead to a room above the spring. The entry tunnel is located where the summer solstice sun can light it once a year. Otherwise, the passage is fitted with 500 sockets for torches. In all, 900 feet of tunnel is hewn through solid rock with great precision, and it leads to the hellish waters of what seems to be the river Styx itself. This heroic work of civil engineering was a kind of Lourdes for the ancient world. Just how old it is, we don't know, but Roman references suggest how it was used. Pilgrims came from far away to tour the underworld and hear the Sibyl's prophecies. Before they were led to the river Styx, the temple priests gave them drinks laced with hallucinogenic drugs. The result was a powerful experience. Marcus Agrippa, second in command during the reign of Caesar Augustus, finally closed the shrine down just a few years before Virgil wrote the Aeneid. He had parts of the tunnel filled in with dirt. He cut down the sacred grove above, and he used it for shipbuilding. Virgil's concept of Hades in the afterworld traces to Homer, 800 years before him. But Virgil did more than just weave Homer into the saga of Aeneas when he wrote, "A path led down from Acheron's water, churning, seething with mud in a monstrous vortex. Charon, the boatman, takes on those who are buried. Souls wander and flit about the bank for 100 years. Then Charon takes them o'er the water that they have so longed to cross." There is something beyond the old mythology here. Dido, Aeneas, and the rest of the Aeneid appear to have come into being when a very young Virgil ventured into an eerie, man-made labyrinth, a carefully engineered theme park in ancient Rome. I'm John Leanhart at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.